Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. French President Emmanuel Macron to visit India next month to attend India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Bangladesh police arrests prime accused in lynching of Hindu garment worker Deepu Chandra Das. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance warns European leaders over Greenland, says if Europe does not strengthen security there, U.S. will be forced to act. In Philippines, one killed, 27 missing, after a huge mound of garbage collapsed in waste segregation facility. And in cricket, Women's Premier League to begin in Navi Mumbai this evening, Mumbai Indians to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the opening match. And now the news in detail. French President Emmanuel Macron said that he would pay a visit to India next month, with New Delhi set to host the AI Impact Summit. He made the remarks while addressing the diplomatic corps yesterday, where he talked about the successes of French diplomacy in 2025. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the France AI Action Summit and is scheduled for February 19th and 20th in New Delhi. It will be the first ever global AI summit hosted in the Global South. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, earlier during a meeting with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot, had also mentioned that India would be expecting President Macron soon. The two countries are active in the international arena, they are committed to multipolarity, and their working together is important not only for the bilateral relationship, but also for stabilizing global politics. In Bangladesh, police have arrested the prime accused in the lynching of Deepu Chandra Das, a Hindu garment worker in Bhaluka of Mymensingh. The arrest comes amid continued investigation into the brutal killing that sparked international outrage. Mymensingh police arrested Imam Yasin Arafat, who worked as an imam at a mosque in the Sheikh Bari area, from Dhaka's Demra area on Wednesday afternoon, said Additional Superintendent of Police Abdullah Al Mamoon. According to police, 25-year-old Yasin played a key role in instigating and leading the mob attack on 18th of December. Investigators said Yasin gathered people by chanting slogans near the gate of the Pioneer Knit Composite Factory and incited them to assault Deepu. So far, police have arrested 21 people in connection with the case, and 9 of them have given confessional statements before a court. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said European leaders should take President Donald Trump seriously on Greenland. Mr. Vance said that Greenland is important for global missile defense as hostile adversaries are showing interest in the region. He warned that if Europe does not strengthen security there, the U.S. may be forced to act. U.S. VP Vance said Secretary of State Marco Rubio would meet leaders of Denmark and Greenland next week to convey these concerns. The White House has confirmed it is considering a range of options to acquire Greenland and that the use of military is not off the table and is important to deter the adversaries in the Arctic region. His remarks came amid European leaders rejecting Trump's renewed remarks about Greenland, asserting that Arctic security must be addressed collectively.
I guess my advice to European leaders and anybody else would be to take the President of the United States seriously. What has he said about Greenland? Set to the side the crazy overreactions that I've seen from the press and from certain people in Europe. What has the President said? Number one, Greenland is really important, not just to America's missile defense, but to the world's missile defense. Number two, we know that there are hostile adversaries that have shown a lot of interest in that particular territory, that particular slice of the world. So what we're asking our European friends to do is to take the security of that landmass more seriously.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed regret over the United States' decision to withdraw from several UN entities. Spokesman for United Nations General Secretary General Stephanie Dujarric stressed that member states are legally obligated to fund UN budgets under the UN Charter. He said the UN entities will go on with the implementation of their mandates as given by member states with determination. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a presidential memorandum directing the withdrawal from 66 international organizations and treaties, including 31 UN bodies, citing U.S. national interests. key UN organizations from which the US has withdrawn include the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, International Law Commission, International Trade Center, Peace Building Commission, UN Energy, UN Population Fund, and UN Water. Iran is witnessing its most serious wave of unrest since 2022, with protests entering their 13th day and spreading across major cities and provincial towns. The demonstrations, which began over a collapsing rial and soaring living costs, have escalated into broader political challenges to the authorities. Markets and bazaars have shut in several locations, and security forces have clashed with crowds in Tehran, Isfahan, and parts of western and northeastern Iran. Rights groups report that at least 39 people have been killed and more than 2,000 detained. Internet monitoring services say selective disruptions appear to be linked to government action. Officials have confirmed some casualties among security personnel, but have not provided a full account of the scale of the unrest. We have a report.
A new dimension has emerged with an appeal from the exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, who urged Iranians to chant and rally at a fixed evening hour over two nights. On Thursday, witnesses say that the call was taken up in several neighborhoods of the capital and in other cities, with slogans heard against the leadership and in support of the former monarchy. Analysts say that the response could prove a key test of whether the protest remains fragmented or begin to converge around a broader political challenge. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Exiled Iranian Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi condemned the Iranian government for shutting down the internet and communications during protests. He also urged all European leaders to follow the lead of US President Donald Trump in supporting the Iranian people and holding the regime to account. Mr. Pahlavi thanked President Trump on social media for backing protesters and called for technical, financial and diplomatic efforts to restore communications in Iran. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Philippines, huge mound of garbage collapsed in a waste segregation facility in a central Philippine city, killing one person and leaving at least 27 others missing, said the police today. Police, firefighters and disaster mitigation personnel retrieved eight people, including workers at the facility, who were trapped on Thursday afternoon in the avalanche of garbage and debris in the village of Binaliu in Cebu City. A rescued female worker at the landfill died while being brought to a hospital, and the search and rescue efforts for at least 27 other people are underway. Sri Lanka is bracing for severe weather as a deep depression in the Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify and move towards the island's eastern coast later today. The island's Department of Meteorology said that as of 4 a.m. today, the system was located about 200 kilometers southeast of Batticaloa and is forecast to move northwestwards, making landfall between Puttuvil and Trichinopoly by evening. Heavy rainfall exceeding 100 millimetres is likely in parts of northern and north-central provinces, as well as Mathali, Trincomalee and Puttalam districts. In cricket, much-awaited fourth season of Women's Premier League 2026 is set to begin today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on defending champions Mumbai Indians in the opening clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The T20 tournament will begin with a grand opening ceremony ahead of the match. This edition of the WPL will be played across two venues, in Navi Mumbai and in Vadodara. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. French President Emmanuel Macron to visit India next month to attend India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Bangladesh police arrests prime accused in lynching of Hindu garment worker Deepu Chandra Das. US Vice President J.D. Vance warns European leaders over Greenland, says if Europe does not strengthen security there, US will be forced to act. In Philippines, one killed, 27 missing after a huge mound of garbage collapsed in waste segregation facility. And in cricket, Women's Premier League to begin in Navi Mumbai this evening, Mumbai Indians to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the opening match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.